The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. Gosh, what is this? It's the 2nd of February. The 2nd of February, 2015. I shouldn't be having, should I still just keep repeating it's 2015 for another month because people are still writing it in there. Good morning. Gosh, 50 degrees out there and rain. 50% chance of showers. Well, it's up to 100% chance of showers in our general area around here, starting about 3:30 this morning. Mostly cloudy with a high near 64, light and variable winds. New precipitation amounts of less than 10th of an inch possible tonight. A 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Calm winds, new precipitation amounts of less than a 10th of an inch. Tuesday, 20% chance of showers, and Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 67. Thursday, 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Thursday, rain. Friday, rain. Friday night, rain. Saturday, rain. And Saturday night, rain. You know what? I'm kind of glad about that. We need the rain. Now, this is still not going to slow down the wedding show, the bridal show out there at Simpson University, though, on Sunday. Anyway, the weather is always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, where's Linda? You know, I thought I'd just say that before everybody else asked me. Where's Linda? Linda is on her way down to help her parents move. They're moving after 27 years in this one house, moving to their downsizing and moving to a single story. And it was just one of those things that one day Tom and June just said, you know what? I'm just tired of taking care of them. They've got like an acre of grass and all this. You know what? Enough. Let's just get to a smaller house. And then they just did it. I mean, they sold the house and they're moving this week. 83, 81. They have the energy of 20-year-olds, I swear. 7:07 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and hop into our chat room. You know what? Super Bowl. Well, I tell you what, before I get to Super Bowl, I'm going to talk about what happened Saturday night. The crab feed out in Anderson Fairgrounds, the one safe place, crab feed. There I was, surrounded by 980 of my closest friends. Gene King, whom she somehow got Ed Roman and myself to be the MCs, or not the MCs, but the auctioneers that night, Saturday night. And I said, you know, here's the problem, Gene, is this, is we really don't start serving food till like 6:15, the crab. And then you want us to get up on the stage at like 20 till. So we have less than 30 minutes to crack enough crab to eat. So the only way I'm going to do this is if you crack crab for me or have one of your minions. I don't care. But I'd like to, I just need, and I was, you know, joking around. Well, up there on the stage, she gets up and she says, I'm sorry, I look a little tired today. However, it's because I've been cracking crab. And she picked up these two big bowls of crab that she did for Ed and I and had presented them to us. So we had cracked crab already when it started. Wow. But you know what? As good as that is, it's not the same as cracking your own crab. Anyway, here comes Julia DePrada. She's she's the crab queen. She's dancing. Everybody's dancing through her, and the game is on. Then for the auction. Now, the sound in there, as you know, Bob, is not the greatest because you got steel walls, cement floors, and steel roofs. So we took off on 13 items. And the first one, which was a fishing trip down the Trinity for $290, sold for over $1,000.
And that's the way it was the whole night. Everything was selling big. We sold the trip for Assemblyman Dowley, go up and shoot squeaks. I just threw down a price. Oh, it's worth $1,000. Went for over $2,000. Rob Paletti, shooting with Rob Paletti, you and five of your friends, and with a lunch provided by Chief Paletti, went for $2,500, five times the amount. Oh, no, they were all like this. They were all like this. The people stood up and said, hey, you know what, this is a good year. So they, big supporting of the One Safe Place and the crab feed and the, for the Camp Hope, they, $300 for a Camp Hope, that says to send a kid to Camp Hope. They had a stack of these, receipts that had to be 2 inches high. And some of those receipts had multiples. I know that a Five Star Bank came in and took three. I know that there's another gentleman, I don't know who it is, bought 11. 11. He sent 11 kids to Camp Hope this year, $3,300. Unbelievable. You know, people's generosity. And, you know, we start talking about how things are tough and things are rough here in Reading, and it's true. And, oh, gosh, this happens and this happens and this happens. But you know what? There's a lot of really, really good things that happen in Reading. You know, we have problems. It's true, but every town does. But the heart of this town are the people in this town. And they reach out and help each other unbelievably. Now, after last night's Super Bowl, and everybody went home, you know, we had a few friends over, really, really, you know, good friends. And after they went home and Linda finished cleaning up, I asked her, can I help you clean up? Does this ever happen to you? Hey, honey, can I help you clean up? No, that's okay, I got it. And then like 15 minutes later to come in and go, I could use some help out here. You know, and they get that look on their face. Hey, I could use some help out here. Okay, hon. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, after the Super Bowl, the whole weekend, everything going on, to fall into my Sleep Number bed has to be one of the great things to do. You know, the studies have shown that sleep is just as important as a healthy lifestyle, and a healthy lifestyle is a balanced diet and regular exercise. And Linda and I have had nothing but great night's sleep on our Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 40. With the dual air technology, Linda's could be 55 and makes no difference because she has her side of her mattress set just the way she wants it. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology, you don't do anything but sleep. And you don't have to wear anything, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. And sensors work with the dual air technology inside the bed to track how well you're sleeping and will send you some ideas the next day. Change your exercise. I ask you, what adjustments can I make to sleep better? I sleep great in it. So, but little, you know, I can always take, some constructive criticism about maybe, you know, don't drink caffeine after 6 o'clock at night and those kind of things. But all of this is on your Sleep Number bed. Sleep Numbers were the very best beds in 2014 from Consumer Reports. You can't beat that. Consumer Reports doesn't take ads. And right now, you can save $300 on a Sleep Number C3 bed during our final closeout down at our Sleep Number store right there in a Target shopping center. Just go down and see Brian or Janice or Brian. And they're going to put you in the bed, and they're going to show you what your Sleep Number is. And I tell you, I guarantee you, you're never going to sleep better. You know, people have had them for 20 years, and they swear by them. Sleep Number. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages, and then we're going to talk Super Bowl and a couple other things that are going on. The new budget that President Obama is bringing out, $4 trillion. Unfortunately, there's only $3.5 trillion in coming in, and there's $4 trillion he wants going out. We're going to need to talk about that. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th, from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, humankindness.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 7:18 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. Going to get rain today and tomorrow. Maybe you might even have rain all week long. Yeah, that's right, all week long. We know we could use some. It's being 50 degrees up there. I don't know what it is up in the mountains. I hope it's snowing, like feet of snow. But I doubt if that's going to be happening. Okay, let's talk about Super Bowl. Bob Belongi, why don't you hop in here? Eldon, and you hop in here, too. All right. Eldon's on the – by the way, our intern, Eldon, is on the board today. Our Simpson baseball player, who's going to be getting busier and busier as time goes on here. We're going to have a better year this year, right?
Yep. We just had our first four games of the season this last weekend.
First four?
Yep.
And?
We got swept. It didn't go too well. But so yesterday was a rough day. We lost – both games by one run, so they were tight ball games. But
you're getting better, huh?
We're getting better.
Okay, all right. The Super Bowl, the extravaganza, the billions that are spent on this thing. It's like $9,000 for a ticket to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know if that's true. Maybe they're scalping them for that. And you have the Seahawks and you have the New England Patriots, both, you know, from both sides of the country, one from one coast, one from the other. You've got the explosive Seahawks. You've got the Patriots who just grind away at you. And it was a good game for the most part. It was a good game. The first quarter was 0-0 and then or something like that. Then they started working. Let's just get right into the big part of the game, of course, is the advertisements. I don't know. Is it just where the advertisements just – you know, I've heard – you know, Pete Rose did a good job when he was walking down his hallway. He said, I just love being in the hall in my Skechers. And his wife says, Pete, you're not supposed to be in the hall. He goes, well, I'm just walking through, honey. The story about Pete Rose never going to get into the Hall of Fame, right? And then they had Liam Neeson, who is kind of, you know, he's rebounded. His whole career has rebounded on his ability to shoot people. And at the same time, he castigates America for having guns.
And so they did something with that on something like a PlayStation or something like that. They had the Budweiser with the horses and a puppy. How can you lose on that one? And you can't, and it's great. Others are a little strange. Well, that's what I thought too. Yeah. But I tell you what, it was probably one of the best ones again. But then they had some strange one. How about that child that was about preventing accidents from nationwide, and about the kid's dead, which was kind of strange. And then you had some others that were a little strange. But it wasn't the extravaganza of the monkeys in the office and all these kind of things. So. Or the Dorito. I didn't see a Dorito one either. So.
Well, in this case, the game
was... Oh, the Dorito was when pigs fly. Yeah. It was. Okay.
The game was good, and the commercials were lackluster. Usually it's the other way around.
Yep, it can be. Well, in the game...
I've seen way too many lopsided Super Bowls.
Well, you know what? They said out of the last six Super Bowls, there's only been one that's been lopsided, and that was the one last year with the Broncos and the Seahawks. They said the rest of them were have been settled by a touchdown or less. And then this time, Pete Carroll... is on the 1 yard line with the best runner, the beast, the best runner in the NFL. I mean, arguably, this guy, when he runs, takes five people with him. There'll be a defensive tackle that'll jump on him and yell for help to try and get Lynch down, and they can't. And they're on the 1 yard line with 22 seconds left in the game. And what's Carroll call? A pass. What happens? As Woody Hayes said, when you throw the ball, three things can happen. Two of them are bad. Yes. And it's sure enough, the rookie safety steps inside, intercepts the ball in the end zone. And he probably should have just fallen down right there in the end zone. But he didn't. He tried to, he caught it and fell forward outside the end zone. But the thing is that 22 seconds, there was no way. I don't think there have been very, very difficult for the Patriots to come back to get close enough to tie it with a field goal. Not impossible, but probably pretty close. And so what happens? They throw the ball. Even the Seahawks players were screaming that it was a bad call. Can you believe that? I guess they Twittered at him.
It reminds me, like I've always been taught with baseball, if you're calling pitches for the pitcher, you don't want to get beat with your second best pitch. And I feel like the Seahawks kind of got beat with their second-best pitch.
They did.
Their best pitch being Marshawn Lynch. He's the best running back in the league. Toughest guy to tackle. You're a yard away, and you pass the ball. It just doesn't seem like
it doesn't.
A very good
call. No, it just doesn't. But you know what? I mean, they pay this guy Carroll millions of dollars to make those decisions. He's got him into the Super Bowl twice. But you know what? Mike Michalak was over at the house last night. And, of course, he brings in all these Seahawks shirts. To wear, and he's wearing the only Patriot shirt. Not that okay. So we all put our Seahawks shirts on, and but we were cheering. Linda cheers for both sides. She's an equal. She says all I want to see is a great game, so she's screaming for all of them. And
she stopped yelling home run every time the ball gets over the goal line.
She's pretty much stopped that. She said, was that a bunt? No. Okay. Linda's big and she's an enthusiast on sports. I swear she just loves them. And, she's learning, more and more about the game. She just never used to watch them that much. I didn't watch them, but now all of a sudden I'm watching them with Linda. He says the difference in this game is going to be the coaching staffs. And he said this it was like in the third quarter when everything was rolling like that and the Seahawks were beating him. He says, the difference is going to be the coaching staffs. And then at the end, darn, they go into and they throw the ball. And it was the difference in the game. And then Tom Brady, and remember Richard Sherman last year was in Brady's face. And it was famous. Well, this time Sherman came up to shake Brady's hand. It looks like the first photo looks like Brady just ignored him because Brady was on a knee. He's kind of looking at the ball. And then, and if you just published that one, and some people did, oh, look what Brady did. No, Brady looked up and saw him then and reached out, and then they were both standing shaking hands at the end. Of course, at the very end with 20 seconds left, of course, you're going to do you have to do a quarterback sneak because you're right there on the goal line. And when they do, the fight breaks out. Fight breaks out in the last 20 seconds of the game. I mean, guys, a bunch of guys shoving, pushing, and the linebacker for Seattle hits Gronkowski, punches him, gets thrown out of the game. I mean, It was a great game up to then. Then the next play, everybody's hugging each other. So Super Bowl is over. Wait till next year. Another one in the books. What was that, 49 or something like that? What was that? No, 59? I'm not sure.
I've lost count.
Yeah. Gosh, you know what? I'm not. You know what? I remember seeing the first one.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, it was Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers, yeah. There's a long
back when Green Bay owned the ball.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, they could have owned it this time if they had played halfway decent. They should have been in the Super Bowl against the New England. All right, let's get going. At 7:30, we're going to have Karen Hoyt will be with us to talk Go Red.
I'd like her.
Karen Hoyt's a great person. And then at 8 o'clock, enjoy because it's the first Monday of the month. Tomorrow, Brent Weaver is coming in, and we're going to talk a bunch of things. We're going to talk about the Electric Commission. We're going to talk about pilot. We're going to talk about crime. I mean, Brent ran on, I'm taking on crime head on, and he has. I mean, he's been pushing. And I want to hear how he feels about this study that they've decided to do that's going to take 6 to 8 months. Wow. What are we going to do in between then?
Let's appoint a committee.
Well, but they appoint a committee to find out what to do. No, we can't, because that's the other thing they're doing away with. I don't know if they're just doing away with, they'd want to do away with the Electric Utility Commission, right in the middle of this pilot, and then you find out about the IRS is after the city also, is questioning the city about them buying natural gas using bonds. You know, city voted on bonds and saying, can you really use that kind of money to buy gas and then turn around and sell it at a profit? Big question there. One of those other things, just a lot of questions going on here. And frankly, anybody that takes on city council, you don't get paid for it. I think you get, $500 a month? And you get health care if you've been there for 2 terms or 2 years. People that take this on, I admire. I mean, I don't care what your political persuasion is. I mean, I admire the fact that you're doing this. But I think this has gone beyond a part-time job, frankly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I mean, who have you got on there? You've got two retirees and one semi-retired, mostly retired. That'd be Missy. And then you got Christian Schrader, whose husband, I think, runs. But she's got kind of a business there, but I don't know what kind of impact this has. And you got Brent Weaver, who works all the time. Has this become this is a question we need to ask ourselves, is city council become a full-time type of job, and should they be paid? Like the board of supervisors, which I don't think is a full-time job,
yeah.
But they seem to, but they get paid for it. Anyway.
Well, there's a school of thought that says that if you're going to be in public service, it is that you are in public service. Now, the other side of that coin is that means only a person of means who doesn't have to make a living can do it. So there's kind of two schools of thought on that. If you're being paid, you're held possibly to a higher accountability standard. But if you can afford not to be paid, then obviously that puts you in kind of a different strata from a lot of your constituents.
Well, that's the problem too, is that you get a lot of wealthy people running because they've got the wealth to be able to do that, and then they're on, and then they win, and then people complain about it because they bought it. Well, they're the ones that it takes money to be in politics, and then so is it is there a way of leveling the playing field and that nobody spends their own money and that all the money comes out of one fund. And everybody gets the same amount, okay? So if you and I and Elden Run, we each get $15,000 to spend. That's it. And no more. No PACs, no nothing. But then they've already said that that's against your constitutional rights. That's your freedom of speech to be able to put money into your candidate.
Well, look at Mike Quinn. I thought he had an excellent message. He couldn't get it out because of the extremely high cost of doing that. He couldn't afford the saturation advertising I saw on the television and on the radio.
Well, that's true. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl Bott and Linda is on her way to Sacramento. Her parents are moving this weekend. Somehow I've managed to avoid that while she's heading down there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there, Joe and Shelley, have got a great, great, great enterprise going down there with Espresso Joe's, super coffee, different, great prices, all different types of beans down there for sale, all types of coffee makers, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, plus a walk-in humidor that prides itself on having those those highly rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado, all at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Redding Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is
right, but only when he was alone. He was test driven 8 times. Look at me like I'm crazy. The pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friends. It is 7:33 in the morning, 50 degrees out there, and even though it says 50% chance of rain, I'm looking at 100% right out here. The weather rock says it's raining. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Leonard and his associates have got deals going on like you can't believe. It is Valentine's Day, guys. So you want to hop on out there and make up for Christmas in case you blew it. But if you didn't blow up, but you still want to get something really nice for your loved one. And you can get nice things like watches and brooches and all those kind of things there because he's got great estate jewelry. Head on down to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard and Associates, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. I'm here with Karen Hoyt, one of our favorite people, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
You know what? You know, you always have a smile on your face.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I've never seen you when you weren't, like, ready to go. Effervescent. Is that the right word? Effervescent, I think.
I'll take it. That's a good word.
Okay. All right. That's kind of bubbly and all that.
Sure. Right.
And you got a big job, too. Oh. And you work for a great place.
I do. I love Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You know, Doug McConnell, though he is kind of working there part-time, was on the other day.
Oh, was he?
I just love McConnell's.
I do, too.
And just a straight shooter. As they all are. And you also.
And a good cardiac surgeon, too.
You know what? I'm putting together my team for this race I'm going to. I haven't announced it yet, but I've got an EMT and I've got Doug McConnell there on the team. They're going to be there kind of watching. So, if something happens, the EMT runs over and paddles me, and then Doug can, crack my chest and massage my heart if he has to.
There you go. Good team.
Okay. Yeah. You get that and a gourmet cook, one of those things. You're here, though, because. Big event coming up.
Right. We've got our annual Go Redding Luncheon this Friday, February 6th at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Linda's going to be there for that.
Wonderful. It's just about sold out. I think we've maybe got about 20 more seats left.
Well, you need to go to that. I mean, this is a big thing.
It is a big thing. It's a great opportunity to learn about heart disease, to be educated, to be entertained. We have a great silent auction items, vendors, and prior to from 11 to noon before the luncheon starts. And this year we've got a great... local person that's going to share her testimony about her heart attack at age 40.
You know what? This is people don't realize that women now. It used to be men were into we had all the heart problems. Well, mainly, but women in the have started just y'all have caught up with us here.
Well, no, we've always had them, but the problem is they didn't present the same. So a woman would go into an emergency room and she'd be having a heart attack, but she doesn't have the traditional pains that a man will, chest pains, that kind of thing. They present differently in the ER. Oh. So a lot of times somebody will die, and they don't even realize she was having a heart attack.
My goodness.
That's the reason why that there's been the Go Redding, Go Red for American Heart Association, and we've taken over Go Redding in our community to educate about that because it's that's a huge problem. And then on top of it, women sometimes put themselves last when they look at their children, their jobs, their husbands, and those kinds of things, and they'll be quickly to deny symptoms, and that can be problematic as well.
Well, that's what I understood is that women, because you know they're the gosh, what can I say this? They are the ones that take care of everybody, the caregivers.
Right.
That they will wait for themselves, where they would force their husband to go,
right.
But they would not do anything. Oh, this is nothing. Oh, this is, and it's too late then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know it's your muscle. It's time is your muscle, and you can't be messing around when you have those symptoms. One thing we always say often at Shasta Regional Medical Center is don't die of embarrassment. If you're having those symptoms, get to the nearest 911. Get to the nearest hospital room. Call 911. Don't drive yourself. Don't have a friend drive you. Don't mess around.
Well, you know what? The thing about it is that. Yeah, that's right, because some people won't go because, mm-hmm. Oh, this is nothing. I'll be embarrassed or something like that. I went to one. I went to the emergency room once.
Yeah.
Back many years ago because I was sure. It was. Mm-hmm. I was positive I was having a heart attack, and as it turns out, it was a stress attack. Mm-hmm. I'd gotten back from combat, and it was months before, and it just everything had been fine, and then it just impacted one night.
Yeah.
And then when they did the EKG, they said, you're fine. You're having a stress attack here.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize that heart disease is the number one killer of women and men. It's the number one killer.
It is. And then here's the thing is that's what I mean, though, is that if you hesitate to go down there,
right,
it can kill you. Mm-hmm. And now with today's surgery and all these things they can do today, you can have a heart attack but then go on and live a very full, active life after that.
Right, as long as you haven't damaged the muscle, right?
Right.
So if you waited too long and you damaged part of your heart, that never comes back.
That's
so
right.
It's always really important. Just don't mess around. Call 911 or get to the emergency room immediately if you're that close.
Now, we're talking about – can we talk about your guest speaker?
Yes, we can. Jennifer.
She is a fantastic woman. Mm-hmm. I've met her.
Yes.
Like this. And I think your choice of speakers is great.
Yeah. Jennifer Marivold, she's awesome. And she has quite the compelling story. Every time I listen to it, I still tear up. I'm just can't believe, you look at her and she's 40 years old and how can that happen? But it can happen. So, and then we'll also have Dr. Kahn. And he's wonderful. I love Dr. Kahn.
Dr. Kahn is probably one of the he's been on a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And every time he comes on, I'm going to try and get him back again. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm going to grab him again. I mean, he's just so busy all the time. But every time he's on, he leaves a tidbit that is so important that you remember it. And I talk about it. And I still talk about it. Like, if you don't do anything else in your life but walk a half an hour a day, you will live a lot longer. You don't have to change anything else.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty,
Right.
I mean, and when he says that, he says, if you can't walk 30 minutes a day, can you walk a minute?
Right. It's little things. It doesn't have to be big, enormous things. People don't realize it's just small things you can change. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Eat an apple instead of a candy bar. That can be hard sometimes when you're craving chocolate, but, try it. Maybe dip it in some honey or something. But we also have Joanne Tippin.
Dip it in chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, dip it in
honey.
That takes the sweet tooth. And
honey
is good for you as well. Joanne Tippin is also going to be there sharing a little bit about 10, 15 minutes about nutrition. And she also has great little tidbits. I mean, again, it's not, dramatically, like I just said, apple instead of a candy bar. It's not that dramatic. It's moderation, not deprivation.
You've had different speakers on. The one you had last year was on the way you eat and just little changes there also,
right.
Too. I mean, what you're doing is you're putting out really good information for people. And if they could just start kind of assimilating it, which it's easy to do in the format you put it in and all that.
Sometimes I just hope, we put this out there. There's a tipping point for everybody, Oh, there's that aha moment. Oh, gee, I didn't think about maybe I should pay attention to whether I have family history of heart disease. And maybe I need to go in and have my own numbers checked. What's my cholesterol level? What's my blood pressure? Assess your own personal risk. Take a look at your own inventory of yourself and put your and just be aware of it. So you can make changes, small lifestyle changes.
What's the biggest thing you've learned? You put these on. I mean, you're in charge of all these. I mean, what do you think is the biggest thing you've learned in this?
If you
were going to share.
Okay, so, excuse me, I just got a little tickle in my throat. The biggest thing I learned actually was to pay attention to my own health, to pay attention to my own numbers. Goodness. And share that with others. I think that, goodness, I must need water or something.
I know, we'll get you some water here.
Anyways, but I think that learning just how important it is to share with the community. To take a few minutes and educate them, because I think it goes a long way. At Chest Regional, we treat people in the hospital, but we also treat them when they leave, whether they go to our outpatient services or, you know, it's important that we educate today in our environment of healthcare because you want to keep them well for the long term.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I've learned a lot about just, you know, the importance of education. And coming years ago when I came into the healthcare industry, I was surprised at how much nurses and doctors want to educate. They don't want you sick in the bed. They want you to listen, to get well, and to make those small lifestyle changes to, you know, improve your life.
Well, you know, I think that's important. And where you're at, because your job is to get the word out in a variety of different ways, which you do very, very well. And if people would, you know, if they can grab some of these tidbits, like the one Dr. Mm-hmm. Khan had
right.
that day. Okay, let's just walk and you know, pick, you know, and watch, you know, and the other, and I know that, you know, the fellow was on last year on eating, about his rules on eating were
right.
really simple. I mean, and just do things like don't put all the food on the table.
Right.
You know, where people just keep, you know, feeding themselves. Leave it in the kitchen. And that way they have to get up and walk. And when they do, somehow, you know, sometimes they won't.
Right. I think even, you know, something we don't realize is portion control. Sometimes
yeah.
you don't realize that, you know, a large banana is like almost three portions of a fruit serving. You know, 4 ounces is what you should be eating. And if you look at it that way, you're like, wow, that's pretty it's a lot of different tidbits that we think are common sense, but they're
yeah.
not. Because if you haven't heard them or you don't know them, if you're not a nutritionist, if you're not a doctor, how are you supposed to put all this, assemble this together?
Well, you're right. Your nutritionist,
Joanne Tippin,
when she was in here, she's a hoot anyway.
Yes.
I mean, and she comes in talking about this stuff on how to eat and these and diets and stuff. But it's an overall, I mean, you've got to attack it in like a holistic approach here of exercise, sleep, food. To take care of yourself.
Right. And don't make it complicated. One
yeah.
thing, just like Khan said, it's just one thing. One, you know, if you start taking the stairs instead of the elevator, you start, you know, paying attention. You know, one thing, too, is making sure you are eating, you know, 3 meals a day, making sure you're getting all of your fruits and vegetables in. I think that's one of the biggest things that I also paid attention to. How much fruits and vegetables am I eating in a day? You know, you're getting your 4 and 5 servings and pay attention. And then whole foods, I think you can't ever speak enough about that. There's so much processed food out there. Sugar is another big one. You know, just pay attention, read the labels. But it's not complicated because if you start overthinking it, it becomes
yeah.
overwhelming and you just.
I think, and they said like 1900 or 1910 or something, people ate, I don't know, 1 point or 10 pounds of processed sugar a year or something. It was a low number. And now it's like 10 times that
right.
because of sugar being in so many different things.
It's in everything, bread, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, wow.
So just take care of you. I think that's the message.
Okay, so there's a few tickets left.
Yes, there is.
And how do they get them?
Okay, you can go online at ShastaRegional.com and click on the Go Reading link, or you can go to Enjoy the Store, or you can come into the gift shop at the hospital at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and that's open from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday.
I guarantee you, you will not be sorry if you go. Linda has gone for several years now in a row. She's learned something every year. She just is, you know, I mean, and sometimes, you know, it's just amazing. She'll come home and talk about it, about what's going on, the things she's learned, and what everybody else is talking about. And this is a great thing that you all do.
Yes, thank you. I'm really proud of it. It's beyond just an educational event. It's a great chance for women to get together, and men. There's men there, too.
Yeah, of course.
Great silent auction, fun vendors doing, you know, beauty tips and those kinds of things. So it's just a great overall fun event.
And it's this Friday at?
At 11 o'clock, the doors open for the Health and Beauty Boutique till noon, and the luncheon starts at noon and ends at 1:30.
At?
The Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. Okay, and there's still a few tickets left. Enjoy the store or come on down to the hospital to the gift shop down there.
Yep, or go to ShastaOriginal.com.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
It's time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by Northern Lights Energy, Muse Trucking, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with backhoe rodeo, lumberjack competition, displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition. exhibition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. For reservation at Host Hotel Wind River Resort and Casino, call 1-800-280-UWIN. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, WM Beatty & Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Shasta College, and Warner Enterprises.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
So hold tight, hold tight. Ooh, baby, hold tight. Oh, she said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you
welcome
want
back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. Monday, 2 February at 7:48 in the morning. We're here with on a great Monday morning with some rain, and that's great. A lot of things happening this weekend. And I'm here with Keith Foster. I was the president of the logging conference, and we're having a big, I mean, my goodness, this is one of the big things that happens here every year.
It is. It's a big thing that happens every year. It's a great event, rain or shine.
Tell us what the Logging Conference does.
The Logging Conference is an organization that raises money and allows us to put our money into education. And our education goes into supporting logging programs, construction, including like backhoe rodeo, log sport with the college, wild things, and in the wood demonstration.
Well, you know, it's the Sierra Cascade.
That's correct.
Logging conference. So you get people from all over, right?
Yes, we do. All over Oregon, Washington.
And how many people come to this?
We're looking between 8 and 10,000 people, depending on the weather.
8 and 10,000 people?
Yes. Last year we had 8,500 people.
And where do you put all these people?
Exactly.
They cycle through, I guess. I mean, you've got exhibits and all these kind of things
exactly,
out there.
Yeah,
it's
at the Shasta District Fairground.
Right.
And Thursday we opened up at 11 a.m. and it goes till 5 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 5. And, you know, we got over 100 exhibitors there, 100 plus exhibitors. We've got truck dealers, big and small, antique truck and tractor club, heavy construction and logging equipment, and sawmills, oil companies. Trucking companies and small
got them all.
Equipment. Yeah, we got it all. And
you got them
a
all.
Lot there. You know, there's a lot of educational things. We have the backhoe rodeo. It's on Saturday. Backhoe rodeo starts at 8 a.m.
Okay, now what is – all right, now, I'm not a logger. I have been in the woods a lot. I've cut wood. But not like you guys. Okay, if I come there, okay, I'm just, hey, I've never been there before. What am I going to see? I mean, you've said all these things, but as I come walking through there, what would I take my kids to see?
Great thing for your kids. You're actually going to see a lot of construction equipment there, a logging equipment.
Kids like that.
The kids will love that. Yeah, it's free to get in, free, walk around. It's great. There's a backhoe rodeo that starts. Backhoe rodeo, anybody can sign up for it, $10 to come enter into the backhoe rodeo. Three events, it's a timed event.
Do you have to bring your own backhoe?
No, backhoes are set up, ready to go.
Do you have to know how to run a backhoe?
Yeah,
it probably helps.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably helps. Okay.
So at the end of the day, the best out of time, first prize wins $1,000, second, $500, third, $250. So okay. It's a great day. It's a great
experience. You have a media day out there.
Did
you have a bunch of the TV and radio personalities and other types running around, yeah, jumping over logs, throwing,
yeah,
you know, instead of throwing the axe?
Right. Well, yeah, we got to take the axe away from them.
You took the axe away because that's too bad because, you know, I really like that. So you had to throw, it was throwing like softballs, not softballs, but I don't know. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, why not the axe? And it's because you're right, because it could have hurt somebody. But then you're running with chains and all types of stuff. I think
Don Burton's done pretty good.
He's won like 4 years in a row.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking about bringing a ringer in or something like this. You know, bring somebody and say, yeah, he's working for us. He's a contractor.
Right.
You know, a logging guy, and go out and do it. So anyway. So you have guest speakers and
yes,
you have a big
do.
Dinner and all that kind
we
of stuff?
Do. On Thursday morning, we have our gin fizz breakfast, and I do my speech regarding what my theme was this year. And the theme of this show is living the dream. And my guest speaker this year is Leah Gould Hawes, and she is Deputy Sector Navigator for Global Trade and Logistics. That's a lot.
She's not one of the local Hawes.
She's not. Different Hawes.
Different
Hawes. The reason I asked Leah to be our keynote speaker is because she is a perfect example of someone who is living their dream. She came from a logging family, marketing, education, and global trade. She's a great lady.
So, you know, people don't realize. You know, there's so many facts that come out. We've had Sierra Pacific come in before. We've had other people. I don't think people realize how much how much logging and how much, you know, how much of the trees are sold that immediately head overseas.
Right.
And then they come back to us marked up, and I mean marked up in the sense of price, and they've been milled and everything over in like China or even on ships on their way
right,
over, things
right.
like that.
Leah's really good on that. Sure, her speech is probably going to touch on a lot of that. She does a lot of global trade and brings jobs and navigates stuff. So it'll be interesting to hear her speech.
It will be because, I mean, how big an industry was logging, say, 20 years ago?
It's huge.
It was like the number one.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to see that coming back again, you think, Keith?
You know, I think you're just going to see it in a different fashion. I think it's the way we do logging now is a lot different than what was done in the old days. Clear cutting's become different. It's a renewable resources. It's a crop, basically.
It is a crop.
Yep.
And people need to understand that. The other thing, too, is, you know, when you use the term clear cut, I mean, some people just their hackles go up without even understanding what it is and how it's used.
Yeah, look at how the heat and the fires and how we've managed our forest and do a better job.
Now, we haven't managed our forest is the real thing. You know, and this is the other thing, too. We've had Sierra Pacific on before and their people and other people coming on. Is that, you know, you used to be able to look at forests and they're like cathedral settings there. I mean, big, healthy trees. And then when we stopped all the cutting and everything like this, and you get the undergrowth that causes all the fuel. And then now you have fires that race so fast and so hard, it's hard to fight them.
Yeah. In today's logging, there's a lot more thinning where they go in and thin the forest, and it makes the trees grow bigger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is they're trying to be able to get, you know, try and pass these laws that you could actually cut down trees that have been burnt so you could salvage that.
Yeah.
And other people are fighting that one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
Anyway. Okay. So it sounds, I mean, 8,000 to 10,000 people come strolling through here. You've got, and people from all over the Northwest, from Northern California, exactly. All the way up into Washington State. Anybody that's got anything to do logging is here.
Logging or construction, anything to do with that, you betcha. That's where I come from. My background is construction, so it's a fun event for bringing the family. The kids come by, like I said, Friday, Saturday, yeah. Sunday. There's a log loading competition, the backhoe rodeo. There's a lot of sports exhibits going on, college students. It's a great time. It's a great time for free. It's a great good bang for the buck, let's put it that way, to come to it. You will have a good time, rain or shine.
Well, that's great. I really enjoyed that. One year that you, in conjunction with the Sierra Cascade logging conference was Sarah Palin rolled through here.
Yeah.
That was an interesting thing. Yeah, I don't know if that was a coincidence.
Yeah. No, we had her.
Yeah. You had her come. Well, yeah. I tell you what, she sold out two civic auditoriums
yeah,
real
she
quick.
Did. Yeah, she did. It was a good time.
Yeah, that was an interesting. Yeah, because yeah. I went to one of those, and it was an interesting evening. And you know, the thing is that the industry up here has played such a big part, but it still is still a moneymaker up here. It's just not. I mean, where we used to have 20 mills around here, I think we're down to. What, two or three, something yeah. like that. It's yeah. a shame. Now, you work out at Axner.
Axner
yeah, Construction. Yeah. So what kind of work do you do out there?
We do everything. We do site work for large and small custom homes, commercial, residential, custom soils, anything. You need something done at your house, we can take care of it. We're the guys to call.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. It's going to be starting Thursday.
Yep.
And you're going to have guest speakers. You're going to have 8,000 to 10,000 people come through.
Yep.
And it's going rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Yeah. This is a 66th annual Sierra Cascade
wow.
Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo.
I just imagine what that first one must have been like.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's 1948.
Yeah, 40, I know. I've talked to quite a few of the past presidents. It's interesting to they're just ecstatic to see where we're at today when they started. They never thought it would get to this point.
Well, you know, I went through the mill at Sierra Pacific, and I was amazed at how much of it's automated. I was frankly amazed at how much of it's automated
in that
now.
Way. Our equipment is that yeah. way, too.
You're just pushing buttons.
Pushing buttons, putting people in there, running GPS, and away you go. Set it up in the office and send it out.
You still have to know how to, in case the old GPS doesn't work, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's free. Can't do any better than that.
Nope.
It's going to be down at the fairgrounds, at the Shasta County Fairgrounds down there in Anderson.
Yes.
It's going to start Thursday morning.
Yep.
There's going to be exhibits open to everybody, time to take the kids through there. They've got backhoe rodeos. They've got loading competitions.
You bet.
They got it all.
That's it. It's a great time.
Well, thanks a lot, Keith, for coming through
here
today.
Thanks for having me.
Keith Foster here. He works with Eddie Axner Construction, but he's also the president of the Logging Conference, which is huge right here in our city of Redding in the county. And see if you can get down there this weekend. I mean, you're going to have a good time. Take the kids down there and just enjoy yourself. Find out something about the logging. Okay, we're going to be back after this break in the news with Enjoy the Magazine. Find out what's going on this month. It's 50 degrees out there. It's raining. And it looks like we're going to be having rain the rest of the week. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate takes up a bill today designed to prevent suicides among military veterans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes the Senate will follow the House's lead on this bill.
The measure already passed unanimously through the House of Representatives. Now we hope for a bipartisan outcome here on the Senate floor.
The Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention Bill for American Veterans is named for Marine veteran and Purple Heart recipient Clay Hunt, who took his own life in 2011. In the midst of a measles outbreak, President Obama is telling parents to get their kids vaccinated.
It's good for them, but we should be able to get back to the point where measles effectively is not existing in this country.
The president speaking on NBC News. Meanwhile, as the president proposes raising taxes on the wealthy, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that the president's so-called middle-class economics amounts to little more than class warfare.
What I think the president is trying to do here is to, again, exploit envy economics. This top-down redistribution doesn't work. We've been doing it for 6 years. Look, it may make for good politics. It doesn't make for good economic growth.
Congressman Paul Ryan on NBC's Meet the Press. Also at SRNnews.com, a new study says many packaged meals and snacks made just for toddlers contain worrisome amounts of salt and sugar. It really came as no surprise to Chicago mom Kathleen Burnett, who says yes, she's noticed a trend even on some healthy food packages she buys for her kids.
It doesn't surprise me. In fact, the yogurt that we always chose and I thought was so great, it was organic, it was, you know, a perfect baby food, ended up being full of sugar. And I didn't even think to look at that because of the packaging, and it was so appealing.
And furthermore, the same study indicates a lot of added sugar is found in a lot of treats meant specifically for toddlers. On Wall Street, it's been slow going so far. The Dow's down about 37 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Patriots fans had something to cheer about last night after New England mounted a comeback to defeat the Seattle Seahawks 28-24 in Super Bowl 49. Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he has an outstanding team, plain and simple.
I'm happy for them, and they deserve all the credit in the world. They're the ones that made the plays. They're the ones that fought for 60 minutes out there on the field against a great football team.
And Seahawks coach Pete Carroll says he and quarterback Russell Wilson shared the disappointment and the responsibility after Wilson threw a game-ending interception.
We just looked at each other and realized, trying to realize the gravity of what we just witnessed, you know. So we didn't say very much. It was, we have a tremendous understanding. I know he was doing everything he could possibly do, which is what I was doing, everything we could possibly do to win the football game.
The Patriots' 10-point comeback tied the biggest rally in Super Bowl history. This is SRN News. South Carolina schools have partially lifted a ban on junk food, as Val D'Ora reports.
South Carolina's new education superintendent, Molly Spearman, has lifted a complete ban on selling unhealthy snacks in schools. It started last July under the Smart Snacks provision of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010. Sales can now take place for certain pre-approved fundraisers. You must apply for a waiver first to allow snacks that don't meet low sodium, low sugar, low fat limits on certain days. Districts had protested the ban, claiming that volunteer groups could no longer raise much-needed money for school activities. Val D'Or, SRN News.
U.S. factories expanded last month at the slowest pace in a year as orders, production, and hiring all slowed down, according to the newest figures from the Institute for Supply Management. Several trends were noted, including overseas economies faltering and the dollar increasing in value, cutting export demand. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:05 here on the 2nd of February. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And hello, Red and Angel and Sunny and, gosh, everybody that's in there.
It's the 50 degrees out there right now, and it was raining the last time I looked. It may have slowed down. 50% chance of showers today, the high near 64, 40% chance tonight, Tuesday. Not a lot, maybe 20% chance of showers, but windy, and Wednesday's going to be partly sunny with a high near 67. Thursday and Friday and Saturday, it looks like there's big chances of rain. And we need rain. Oh, but it doesn't stop anything else that's going on, of course, right here. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Seniors and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, as our friends down there. Whether it's an emergency or if it's just regular maintenance of your clean or your heating and cooling systems, you want to give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. All makes or models of heating and cooling systems, they can do this. Check their website out at homecomfort.org. They're going to do some big work on our stuff because, you know, we just want to get some new things underneath the house and get that fixed up. And Martin and his people came by and took a look at it and said, okay, we can do this, and it's very reasonably priced, and they guarantee their work. Super. If it's the first Monday in the month, it's got to be Enjoy the Magazine. Woo-hoo! With Ron DeBall and James Masada.
Morning.
Good morning, you two. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to be the one that pumps this up because you both look like you've been on a week-long run.
The cat drug in.
Yes, anyway. Okay, before we start.
Yep.
I said this, but we talked about it for a few minutes last, on the last hour, the Super Bowl. Now, did you? I know you were on a trip.
Ron, I was in Vegas, but I did get home in time to watch the game.
Okay,
I saw your post, your airplane post on the way home.
Yeah.
In Vegas. Okay, I was going to pass trip. On that girls' night out. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Those are dangerous.
Oh, it was dangerous. You know, but fun. My niece's 21st birthday.
That's even worse.
And there were 11 of us. Ocean's 11.
Did you see the? Hey, did you ever see that movie Lost? Or Last Vegas,
yes.
with Morgan Freeman and Robert De Niro and Michael Douglas. They're old guys, yeah. And they go out there.
Yes.
But it was the girls. It was a girl's wedding or a bachelorette party that turns into into a debauchery there. But this is what I think of. See, I don't when guys go there. I mean, guys end up like in a sports bar or something like a sports bar. Lots of dollar bills changing hands,
right.
Or changing parts. But girls, when they go there, I just think of y'all doing nothing but being wild.
Oh my gosh, we did a scavenger hunt, so we had a list of 21 things that we had to go find, and we were in groups. We split up in three groups, and some of the things were we had to find an Elvis and take our picture with Elvis, or we had to go. Find somebody with a mullet and take
pictures. Are there still people with mullets?
Oh, yeah.
It was hard. That was a really hard one. We had to find a slot machine that still took coins. And so there were 21 things we had to find. We were in three groups. We were all dressed differently. My group wore really bright colored wigs. And it was
You
so
looked
much.
Like Elton John.
Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious.
You wore brightly colored wigs
and walked the
neon
back and forth trying to find all these things that we had to invent a shot for my niece, that had her name in it. So went to bars and got drinks and oh my gosh, laughed. It was just so much fun.
So did you lose anybody like they do in bachelor party?
We didn't.
Did anybody get any ink?
No, it was talked about.
Nobody got tatted.
No.
Nobody got married.
And you brought everybody back.
Everybody got back home safe.
Did you keep everybody together, or did you lose a few along the way there for a while?
There were a couple of times we had to go search, but we also went to a show. We went to Tony and Tina's wedding show, which is like going to a wedding, and it's it's an interactive show. Oh my gosh, it was hilarious! It was like an it was like a Italian family wedding, and they had a buffet dinner, and
Where was this at?
It was at Bally's.
Really?
It was hilarious, hilarious.
Okay. So you got to eat,
and the priest sat at our table, and
the priest sat.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, You know what? I forgot to go. I'm talking here, and I forgot that we have somebody on the line here because it's not written down. I am so sorry. Sally. Sally, we're ready. I'm so sorry, Sally.
You are forgiven, Carl.
Please forgive me on that because usually it's written down. But Ellen looked at me, looked me dead in the eye, and said, Sally's on the line. I said, okay. And then I turned over, and we started talking about mullets. And when I said, there's still mullets out there, red rights. Carl, you live in Shasta County. You don't know there are still mullets? Oh, hey, thanks for waiting. Anyway, so what's going on tonight?
Well, tonight, as you know, we had the CARB hearings this weekend, and two of the people testified at that, Pat Kramer, who owns an insurance company, and Mike Foreman, who used to own Clayton's Trucking and Towing company. Testified. Their testimony was so compelling, I thought that our people would like to hear what they had to say and what they have had to go through because of the CARB regulations. So we have invited them to come speak at our tea party tonight.
Well, you know what, Sally, I think that's a great idea. And the thing about it is that we've had other people on, like Frank Muse and some other people have been in the trucking business. And this CARB thing is just, I mean, you know, you can hear people that are kind of like activists against it, but when you talk to people that it just impacts on so directly, you know, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, to try and get up to speed, and then they change the regulations, then they bring them back again, and you're putting other people out of business. It's ridiculous.
Well, yes, and that's the reason we're having them on. And surprisingly enough, there was not one presence of the newspaper or the TV or anything going on. And I'll tell you what, these hearings, it was an epic hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to these people, it just breaks your heart to hear their stories. And we plan to put a face on this because most people don't realize that it's their friends, their neighbors, their family members that are being affected.
Yeah. Well, you know what, we're going to need to do another CARB show when we're talking about not somebody you bring in from, you know, that's a lawyer or something, but yeah, just the people there. And so you've got them lined up, it sounds like. Yeah, you know, this is what CARB has done to us, and it's going to get worse. You know, I got a phone call the other day and said, somebody told me you could tell me where the Tea Party is meeting at. And I said, yeah, I can pretty much, you know, probably, you know, run it down. I can get close. So, you know, because they're in, so he and a couple of his buddies were looking for it. So, anyway.
So tonight it'll be at 6 o'clock at Bonnie, on 2570 South Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church. Come on out.
Okay, and see your neighbors and see what CARB's done to people out there.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Sally. Thanks a lot. We're going to be right back after these messages. I'm here with Rhonda Ball and James Masato of Enjoy the Magazine, and we were kind of talking about I got kind of carried away with Rhonda and her 11 girlfriend, Ocean's 11, were in Las Vegas. Out there doing scavenger hunts with wigs on, but they brought everybody back alive. Nobody got ink on them, and nobody got married. So I mean, it had to be a very successful evening there or weekend. And you got back in time for the Super Bowl.
I did.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lundebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:14 in the morning on the 2nd of February. It's 50 degrees out there.
Your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So, don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Looking for that perfect firearm? Look no further than Stevenson Firearms. Stevenson Firearms, 949-5000. And after you've found that perfect firearm, try TCF Ammunition, made in Reading to exact specifications. You can find TCF Ammunition at Lake Liquor Sporting Goods, 1345 Lake Boulevard, on the way, on the lake, where you can find all your hunting and fishing needs. Make the commitment to shop local. Stevenson Firearms, TCF Ammunition, and Lake Liquor Sporting Goods.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:18 in the morning. Linda's on her way to Sacramento down there helping her parents move. 50 degrees, February the 2nd. It's going to be raining off and on all day today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. I'm sorry. When you have multiple prescriptions, it is a hassle to keep going down there, or even one prescription if you forget to have them, to have it taken care of. But for multiple ones, Owens Pharmacy has started MedSync. What they've done then is they have all your prescriptions come due the same day so that you don't have to make several calls. You don't have to make several trips. Make one phone call, or they will all automatically refill them for you, have them ready for you, or if you can't make it down there, they will deliver them to your house for free. That's right, for free. And the other part of this, which is one of my favorite parts too, is that pharmacist is your pharmacist. He or she knows who you are. They're your final line of defense when you've got a lot of meds coming. They're checking it out to make sure that you are getting the right meds and in the right dosages. All is at Owens Pharmacy, 6 locations here in the Reading area. Most locations are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Locally owned. Just a very successful, locally owned, locally operated business right here. James Masada, Rhonda Ball, enjoy the magazine.
Hey, okay. When I came in this morning, it's different. Obviously, Linda's not here.
Right.
And I have her mic, and I could tell it's her mic because I can smell her lipstick on the mic from here.
Well, it could have been yesterday, and it could have been Mark Kent. I'm not sure. I mean, but he uses it. No.
Just kidding, Mark. Right. Bob isn't here today. Well, and yeah. We don't even know who.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is Eldon. He is our intern from Simpson University. He plays baseball out there. They had their first 4 games of the season this weekend, and kind of started off season like they did the end of last season. But they're hoping to get better.
Yeah.
And but he is a quick learner, and he is a communications major. And he's just been doing a great job for us, shows up on time, takes notes, learns the board quick. We're breaking him in on the news.
I was going to say, he looks like he's doing a good job.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
good
thanks,
guy.
Thanks for taking care of us, and nice to meet you.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you all not met him yet.
I'm used to your rudeness. That's why I just jumped right in. And
okay. Thank you very much. You're doing anything not to talk about this. I understand.
No.
You know, we could talk for another hour about Las Vegas and girls with wigs on.
And the Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay, one last thought about the Super Bowl. What do you think was in his mind, the coach's mind, to throw a pass?
That was a little bit nuts, I thought.
But I thought maybe he was thinking they had some great momentum going because of that amazing catch. I don't know what he was thinking.
I think they had that success where they played that, you know, that whatever that play was before it, where they it was supposed to be risky, and but it paid off. Mm-hmm. And so I think they were trying to do that again.
Well, yeah, but you got the best runner, the beast,
mm-hmm.
you know, Lynch. And he had just taken, like, four of them downfield 4 yards. And you're on, like, the 2-foot line?
Yeah. No, I agree.
I just don't – you know, and even his own players, I heard later on, were just really upset about that call.
I was rooting for the Patriots.
Were you? Well, you know what? Frankly, I just want a really good game.
And it was.
It was a good game, I tell you.
The last 2.5 minutes were
– It was.
Amazing.
Well, it was like last – in the last time that Seattle played, they came – they were getting trumped, mm-hmm. trounced for three quarters and 10 minutes, and in 5 minutes won the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, here they go again. And then Brady, you just saw Brady's face when they took it all the way down there like that with that catch and that and it's like, oh.
Well, it was very clear this game though, who, you know, some of the star players were who carried, you know, everybody was doing their job, but there was consistently a few of them that were,
yeah,
you know,
it really stood out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. It was exciting, and I'm glad I was able to watch it.
Yeah.
And I love the commercials, and I thought Katy Perry was amazing.
Yeah,
she brought in
Missy Elliott.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome. And I had heard that they were going to bring her on, but then there was Lenny, and I thought, oh, well, it's not Missy. And then she came on, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was good.
Lenny and Missy.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It sounds like our city council, practically. Lenny, Missy, and Katy. Well, it does. You know, if you have Brent. Okay.
So we're here for the magazine.
The magazine.
Yeah. I know we're ignoring
first
it.
You've got a beautiful cover. It's February, and it's Valentine's
Day.
It's
love.
It's love, heart to heart. Who is that beautiful little girl?
Oh, she's adorable. And her name
on the cover.
Yes.
Her name is Isabel Morin, and that's her father with her. And it was really cool, a kind of a cute story. This when Kara Stewart took the photo, she asked the dad and to do the photo with his daughter, and he didn't tell his wife. So the wife didn't see the photo until the magazine came out. So that was kind of a neat little surprise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yep.
And she's so cute because she's standing on her dad's feet and kind of dancing. You know?
Yeah.
And the funny thing is for me is I remember that as a kid with my grandmother. My grandmother used to do that with me.
You do that with your kids.
But we used to do it when she turned the wash machine on. So the wash machine would make the noise, and then we would dance to the washing machine. No music.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. And I used to do that with my dad. And Daryl, when he saw this photo, he said, such great memories.
Everybody
said, I wish I would have done it more.
Yeah. You don't think about it when you're doing it.
Right.
And it's cute and all that. But you know what it is? It's cool.
Yeah.
So what's the first thing we want to talk about?
Well, this issue has got a lot of really unique and different stories. It's kind of, I think, pretty diverse from things that, you know, are Valentine's related to woodworking. So, I mean, and everything in between, activities, snowshoeing, that kind of stuff. I read this article before I came in, and I thought it was kind of fun for those that are out there looking for love. It's on page 15 called Date Night, and it's Find a Match at Dinner for Six. And this is a unique kind of finding a partner experience from a woman that's name is Sean Davis in Chico, and she puts together events for singles and to find a significant other. But she does it in a way that it's not high pressure
in any way.
Yeah.
It's
like maybe a party or something.
Yeah, but what she does is you fill out information, and then she brings together like six people of like age groups and stuff, and then sets up these events for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, there's no exchanging of last names or information. It's just you're going to dinner, and you are looking to see if there's a spark, like somebody in that six really stands out to you. And then at the end of the dates, you can report back to her if there was any interest at all. The bills are separate, and if you want to do something more exciting, she also sets up events that are like parties and dancing and that kind of stuff. So she has different levels.
She's kind of like a matchmaker.
She calls herself an opportunity maker, not a matchmaker.
You know, we thought about having a show
mm-hmm.
where you could call in.
Yeah,
no,
this is who I am. And, you know, the only problem with that is...
Love connection.
Well, you can call it whatever you want, but the only problem with that is the axe murderer who calls in.
Right.
You know, and that's the only part.
Carl.
You know, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have worried about. Maybe you would have.
Carl.
What?
Axe murderers need love too.
That's true. That's true. But you know, or you've got a long time. You know, hey, I'm a long time molester, first time caller. You know, that kind of thing. You know, right. You know this kind of. You know that they call in, and it's and so that would be the holdback. And but I think it's a great idea because you know, frankly, and we've talked about this so many times. There are so many just fabulous women up here in the Redding, Shasta County area, Anderson, all this. Great jobs. I mean, really, really bright women that are looking for dates,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, people that are of their
professional
quality, of their professional level.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's tough. And so, and where do you find these?
Yeah,
yeah.
And this might be just a great way of doing.
Well, and the whole dating online thing. There's a million opportunities. There's you know, Match and Christian Mingle and now Farmers.com, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a low tech.
Yeah,
grassroots,
like
simple. And again, they do hiking events, parties, wine tasting. But if you are interested, you know, you can get a hold of them or check them out at www.dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, and then the number 4, and then SIX.com. So dinner46.com.
Yeah. And she's got a photo in there of somebody who's gotten married
out
of
there. Yeah, they've had quite a few successes. And,
great.
Yeah.
That's
and Dinner for Six is actually like a franchise, so she bought into the franchise.
Okay.
So they're all over the place.
Well, I've heard things like for luncheons, you know, you can have these luncheons mm-hmm. and all this for people, so there's no pressure. They come to lunch and those kind of things.
Right.
You know what? People, if they can meet and they're happy, I mean, you know, I'm happy.
And I think this is way better than doing online because you actually see the people. And online, and I've done it. I did them all when I was out there.
And you're going somewhere in public with other people that are participating.
Right.
There's six of you, so it's not just you and the person you met online.
Yeah.
You know?
And you don't see a picture of them from 20 years ago, you know. It's the real deal.
I don't think I recognized you. Oh, okay. Oh, did you just mean a picture of your son? No, that was me. I was in college. Yeah. Anyway, okay, what's another great article here?
So another thing that we just started in February is John Lewis is going to be going to different downtowns and different cities and doing a story about the downtown. So the first one is Cottonwood. And
which I love Cottonwood's mm-hmm. little downtown.
They have a great
if
downtown.
If you haven't been in a while, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. So
Cottonwood. Yeah.
I've been down there.
So just, you know, he just talks about the downtowns and what they offer. And, you know, downtowns are usually the heart of the city. So it's going to be fun to see what all the other downtowns in the North State offer. So
well, that's all there is of Cottonwood.
Yeah. Well, true.
I'm just kidding.
They have lots of rural
I know.
But so anyway, we have Cottonwood in this issue. I think next issue he's going to be doing Weaverville. So
I was just actually in Cottonwood on Saturday. I had a meeting with our other store managers down there. We ate at the Cottonwood Eatery.
Oh, it's yummy.
It was delicious. I had a ham, bacon, and what was it? Sausage, cheese omelet.
Wow.
That's why you get
the meat eaters.
This is like where you get how you get this body, just so you
it's
know.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wondering.
In case you want to know.
You know, Orville. Have you been down to Orville?
Oh, Orville,
oh,
yeah.
You know, because I would go down there for when I was on the board, you know, when we were selecting candidates for the academies. And Linda came through the first time. She goes,
it's a great
downtown. Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Adorable.
And so she invited her girlfriend next time, and they just dropped me off, and then they just shopped all day down mm-hmm. there.
Is that where they have the Green Line?
Yeah.
They've got all types of things down there.
We've done stories on Orville. They have a thing called the Green Line, which they literally in the street have a green line that you follow.
That you just go through.
Yep. And
it's fun, too.
There's things along the way that you're supposed to visit.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy the Magazine. We like to do on the first Monday of each month is they're on and they come in and they talk about all the great things that are happening here in up here in the North State. And we've got a lot of things to talk about when we get back. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 50 degrees out there. It's 8:30 on 2nd of February. We'll be back.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day.
one date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Elton is our intern here, our newest
nice
board operator.
Out.
You know, he came in last week with rap.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I think this is the first time anybody's used rap in our, but it was good and it was cool. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 8:33 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They're at Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for seniors and veterans. The cheers of barbershops. If you can't have a great time there, then you're not trying. Catch up on all your little magazines there, National Geographic, Car and Track, different types of guns and ammo and all that, plus the TV set on, tuned to the sport of the day. All there at Cypress Square Barbershop, across from the subway there off Athens Avenue. My guests are Rhonda Ball and James Masada, and we're talking Enjoy the Magazine. But during the break, we were talking about all these little things that we've been hearing.
Oh, yeah.
About
lots of changes.
Was that one about the mall,
is that common knowledge?
Is that common knowledge?
It's secret.
Oh.
No, I don't. I think it's public knowledge. I mean, we've heard it several times from several people that the Mount Shasta Mall is changing
hands.
Of the hands. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So I don't know what that means, but probably, you know, whenever there's change, people are taking interest in something and feel there's value there, and hopefully there's an upgrade in store for us again.
Well, that'd be good, you know, because things are picking up like that. This looks like
a variety of shows, and this is a story about the Reading Civic and all the changes that they've made and all the great
shows.
A lot of great shows that they've been bringing in, and they started bringing back Broadway, and Sister Act is coming up, I think, February or March. And
Sister Act based on the
movie, yeah.
Based on,
so
you know what, Linda teases me about it, but I'll tape these musicals like Rock of Ages and Streets of Fire and Sister Act. And why do I do it? Is it to watch them? No. I fast forward through them till I hit the music. And that part where they sang that first time in the novice, the novice nun. Oh, I mean, I could listen to that thing ten times in a row.
Me too.
It is just moving, and it's just beautiful. Even though she wasn't the one singing, but it was still
was it?
Great.
In Sister Act.
Oh,
in Sister Act. Remember the novice nun when the first time they sang, and she turns it loose, and she turned her voice loose.
It gives it you was the chills. Great.
Yeah. It does. And so, okay, well, you know, you're right, and people had all these qualms about Bethel,
right,
taking over the auditorium. And they've done nothing but improve it.
Right. And bringing in some really great acts. And they just had the Beach Boys
there. It's the nonprofit Advanced Reading that runs it.
It's a part of Bethel. But the thing about it is there's still people complaining about it. There are still people. You'll still see the little trolls out there saying things about it.
Well, they're packing it, and that's really good for our city. So
taxes and people coming in and staying and all this. And when they build
positive cash flow versus a burden on the city,
a million. You know what? It was probably a $2 million swing because it cost them $1 million to keep it open. You know, they lost $1 million every year, so they gained that plus the taxes plus all the other things that happened there. And whether you agree or not, but Bethel is a major player in this town in the sense of the people they bring in, and the stuff they do here, and when they Turtle Bay builds that hotel.
Yep. Well, the diversity of people that come here for school is amazing. I know for me, from my perspective, the store, it's very interesting to see all the people that come in from all over the world, and it's nice to live in a town that has an infusion of a global perspective. You know, I think it.
And I wish we could get that perspective out a little more. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think of some way is people that are coming to Bethel and where they come from, because I've met them from Sweden. I've met them from, Hong Kong, Australia, New Zealand, all these different places. It'd be nice to be able to have them come on. Huh?
I just met a couple from Namibia that came in the store this week.
Namibia. Oh, Namibia.
Yeah, Namibia. And they were wonderful people. He was having a custom made necklace for his wife for Valentine's,
wow.
or yeah. her birthday. That's what it was. First birthday.
Well, it's, you know, and the thing about it is Savannah, who is of course going, and she's in her third year over there at school, is in here. She said they had a over last weekend, or maybe it was the weekend before last. Yeah, weekend before last, they had an evangelist in.
Mm-hmm.
She said there was like 5,000 or 8,000 people that were going through there.
Easy.
And I mean just rolling through, and it was like, wow.
And those are people coming to Reading and spending money, and
they have once a year they usually, and hopefully they'll do it again this year, but they bring in our Movies in the Park. They hire us for a private show out at the baseball field, which is great. But my favorite part is that they turn it into a potluck. So literally there are hundreds and hundreds of people there, and they have a potluck of food from all those people from all over the world, and a lot of them bring traditional dishes from their home countries. And they always allow my engineers and myself to go through the line and treat us like family when we're out there. And I'm telling you what, the food, man, it's amazing.
You know,
like you can just eat yourself to death, and there's so many unique dishes.
There's other things. There's different aspects of looking at Bethel and different ways they're doing things. They're buying up a lot of stuff around town, too, I think.
Yeah, they are.
And, well.
Housing.
Housing.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of housing.
Need to put people
and they're getting
up.
Ready to build those things.
The school,
going back to our original premise here is that they brought a lot of stuff back to the Civic Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
They put in those big screens that you can see stuff on. They changed the seating and the sound system there. What's going to happen after the next year? I think they had a 3 year.
I'm not
sure. Three or five years.
I don't remember.
With an option to take another 5 years because they're out there building another big place. But the way they're growing, you can tell people you're from Reading, California, and you're going to get two questions no matter where you are practically. Is, oh, the fly shop is one, and the second one is Bethel.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, but the fly shop is also another really huge thing out there that
there's
people
a couple
know
of
about.
Those things like that for Reading people ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do hear a lot about the fly shop. And they're delightful people, too.
Oh, the Mitchell
Acts
are great people.
They really are.
You know, you've got a photo there when we had Karen Hoyt on today talking about the.
Go Red.
Yeah, coming
beautiful
up.
Beautiful layout right there this Friday they're having, and the and they're just
we're selling tickets in the store, but that's right. I talked to Karen, and we have a few left, but she's saying they're basically almost sold out. So if you have any interest in participating, you got to grab them today or tomorrow.
She said like 20 were left. And she's thinking about just pulling them because they're just almost filled and you can't really see. Their guest speaker, of course, is going to be one of our locals here that used to own the Red Fox Boutique.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And had a heart attack at age 40. But what a wonderful speaker. What a great layout you have right there, though.
Yeah, that's really nice.
These are a lot of the women.
And this is a really – it's such a great event. I think I've gone to every single one for the last – I think since the beginning.
Yeah.
And you learn a ton. And you walk away going, wow, I need to take better care of myself. And,
That's it. And we have Dr. Khan on. Last year we had their guest speaker on. We'll try and get her on, too, the guest speaker this year at some point. We had their guest speaker on last year that had, that wrote this Mindless Eating.
Oh, that was great. I bought the book, yeah.
Yeah, and then when he was on here, he and I just started getting, we almost started a bromance when he was here. Because he, but listening to the things he said, he was at Rutgers, I think. Well, he's a professor at Rutgers. But just little things that he said were just so important.
And it just made total sense.
Yeah. And then Dr. Khan. Every time this man is on the show, he leaves you with a tidbit of information, a nugget that is just so important that you just sit there and you just – I still talk about him years later.
Yeah.
When do the most heart attacks occur? Christmas Day.
Really?
Christmas Day and the day after. Wow. And then the next one is like New Year's Day.
I would have thought it was Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't know. That's probably in there someplace.
I bet it's top five.
But the other one is, and if you do nothing else but walk 30 minutes a day and don't change anything else in your life, you're going to add years to your life.
Right.
Just by walking 30 minutes a day.
Last Valentine's Day, Daryl went in for open heart surgery and had a bypass. So, so this is kind of close to my heart.
You're so funny.
Yeah, but it's just important. And he is walking every day. And
I see him down at the gym.
Yep.
So he's moving. And, you just got to get your heart rate up.
Right.
Right. So, okay. All right. What's this? A shoe-in.
A shoe-in. Yeah. So this is a little short, quick story on page 19 called A Shoe-In, Snowshoeing in Lassen Peak. For those of you, again, a real diverse issue. A lot of outdoor activity things, and it's really nice. What I love is Rhonda and the writing staff always does a really great job in magazine to show just a diversity of what we do, from things that are very feminine to things that are very masculine to things that are crafting and things that you are very active. And so this is one of the little bit of the active stories that we have here in the magazine, and it's just basically talking about how. There's a saying, if you can walk, you can snowshoe. And there is a great thing. It says, has often been said that if you can walk, you can snowshoe. But for those who would like a little help with their technique before venturing out on their own, there's a ranger-led snowshoe excursion. Excursions are held in Lassen Park each Saturday and Sunday until April 5th, weather permitting, obviously. So, and you don't have to do it a lot. We just sat there and we're talking about exercise and walking. Mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
Go rent yourself a pair of snowshoes. Go up for a day.
Skiing,
yeah. Go
like
up
that.
For a day. Dancing. Get some.
Dancing. Well, we've done that before, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Dancing with the stars. Well, it does. With Dance with the Stars, you get out there and get, you get serious about it. Probably some other people were more serious than we were than when I saw. Sharon Clark, my gosh, lifts and all these things. Yeah. What a beautiful dance that she was doing. But they were really, tough out there.
So snowshoe.
There's another one.
And the picture that we have here, I have snowshoed, but the snowshoes these days look a lot different than the snowshoes that I'm used to.
Well, you're used to the kind that you bent wood out of and
you tied your
tennis rackets and you went through and tied your feet to it to 550 cord.
Fortunately for me, I don't have to rent because I wear a size 15 shoe, so I already have built-in snowshoes.
There you go. And water walkers.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Enjoy the magazine, Rhonda Baugh and James Masada, the editors. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about all your new stores and the empire you're building. Enjoy the empire. We'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes you wear,
and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
It's time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by NorCal Kenworth and Wind River Resort and Casino, the event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historic displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. For reservations at Host Hotel and River Resort and Casino, call 1-800-280-UN. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds at Anderson. Sponsors include Roseburg Forest Products, Rabobank, California Forestry Association, Wheelabrator Energy, Les Schwab Tires, and Trinity River Lumber.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:48 in the morning. 50 degrees out there, raining. It should be raining off and on all day here. And raining should be clearing up tomorrow, but then over the weekend, it looks like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It looks like we should be getting some rain, we can always hope for. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of instructors, all of them are professional NRA instructors, provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI is going to provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW class. Give Ted a call at 999-1822 or check out his website at readingccw.com. He has an advanced class. You've already got your CCW class and you want to run and get another day, a complete day of shooting. Give him a call. And the advanced class is coming up on the 15th of February. And I think there's like 2 or 3 spots left, so give him a call. And sign up for the advanced class. You can't go wrong on that one. The more information you have, the better it is for you. Give them a call at 999-1822. My guests are Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine. Before we get into that article that we're talking about, tell us where we are on stores and magazine offshoots and all of this.
Well, wow. Things are going as kind of planned.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's always a little bit of work. Our store in Visalia, We procured a new spot there. We outgrew the building we were in, and it's under remodel right now. So the store is still functioning in its location, but we'll be moving next door to a new building.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice. So it's in design and changeover right now. The store in Red Bluff, I just had the meeting with our owner down there, and we're planning all the promotions and unique things and upgrades and changes that we'll be making to the magazine and certain parts of it, because we're constantly in talks and meetings right now for expansion of content and how it'll be designed and additional materials, because we're always, you know, evolving the magazine. You know, the store here, we did our expansion, and Christmas is over, and we're now trying to put it back together because we were kind of torn apart, which was awesome.
It was nuts.
Big Christmas for you, though.
It was big.
And
my office was...
Her office
transformed
was...
to a storage unit. It was climbing over boxes to get to my desk. But it was exciting, and it was amazing and crazy busy, and James worked his rear off.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
And then right now, if you go to almost the last page of the magazine, we've got our it's called Crate Love, and we're doing a promotion. So for all you gentlemen out there, or even women for that matter, we've got our handmade crates by the Phillips Brothers Mill, where you can get a small crate and a six-pack of handmade truffles by Chocolate de Nanette, and a small bouquet of flowers by the philanthropist here in town, and show some love for somebody this Valentine's.
For your loved one there.
Yeah. So we make it really easy. Just come on in. You can pre-order, or you can come in the day before, a couple days before, and pick up something nice, and we'll put it together at a gift, and you walk out, and you're good to go.
And if you do pre-order, you need to pre-order by the 10th of February.
Which is just 8 days from now.
Yep,
because
it's moving fast.
And if you don't want to do that, you can custom create your own crate.
We usually do that. We usually go down and do that kind of stuff.
And those are really fun.
They are fun.
Yeah.
Because you got so many great things in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, even if you want, you come in the store or through online, if you want a gift, you can give the gift of enjoy. You can actually buy somebody a subscription and have it sent to them for 12 months. And what a great gift that goes all year long.
It is. And then I tell you what, we're hoping and thinking that why can't this be the next Arizona highways?
Yeah.
That people go around and see the Northwest and see the Northern California area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now you've got something on in this article that you both love, and it's about the senior prom.
Because we actually went,
awesome.
First started the magazine.
Was it the first one?
No. Well, yeah, it might have been.
I thought it was the first one,
2009, I believe it was. And it's called The Really Senior Prom. And it is put on by Shasta High School students, Shasta High School seniors, and they invite senior citizens to their gym, and they have a night of jazz music and dancing and food, and it's a fundraiser. And this year, I think they raise money for different organizations every year, and this year it is for Prevent Blindness. I said that again, mm-hmm. of Northern California. So it's just a great think for senior citizens to interact with young people, and young people to interact with senior
young
citizens.
Seniors. Yeah,
it's just it was amazing,
and they show
it was
up.
So much fun.
It is like a full blown prom. There's
they
food,
have their tux and
tables.
They have their,
yes.
They have their prom dresses on.
The women are in their most favorable frocks, and the gentlemen are in an assortment of.
It's great.
It is so much fun, and it was really fun to interact with them ourselves. You know, we were talking to several people.
I was there taking pictures for the story that we were doing at that point many years ago.
Right.
And when you got to sit with these seniors, a lot of them bring memorabilia and things from.
Yes.
From their senior days, their old what do you call them, class books,
yeah,
and they can
yearbooks.
Sit and tell you stories about this area, because many of them actually have been here forever.
They've come here forever, yeah,
and it was just amazing. And it's like just a real prom put on by seniors for senior citizens.
I was going through my stuff the other day, and because I'm trying to downsize too, and up in the closet were these photo albums that my mom made. And one was for me, and from the time I was just born all the way through the time I was, I first entered the Marine Corps. And but she had photos in there from my high school, including one of me dancing with Karen Bauman. And I remember this because she's on Facebook, because, our high school has a Facebook page or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I looked at this, and I thought, wow. I mean, this was what? It wasn't 50 years ago, but it was getting close to 50 years because we're getting close to our, by another 4 years, our 50th anniversary here. Or 50th, you know, reunion.
What year did you graduate?
66. So it was kind of like, wow. And when you see things like that. So when you come back in this and people are bringing the stuff back, oh, yeah, this is what Reading looked like. Because I hear like 30 years ago, I mean, there's Dana Drive. There's no Dana Drive right. or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, even 20 years ago, I moved here. I've been here 18 years. And when I moved here, there wasn't even Macy's. So, you know, and that was kind of a culture shock for my daughters.
There's
what?
No Macy's.
There's not a Macy's here?
Yeah, they still argue about the escalator. Just the first escalator? I mean, I didn't realize this could be a three-day event, you know, just arguing about about an escalator. I mean, I've never been in a place that didn't have escalators, right. even though that this is the only town with it.
But it's changed a lot, you know, the Sundial Bridge. And, I mean, it's just been awesome changes.
Right.
Love it. Love it, love it.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. What are the big things we have going here this month at in the Northern California area?
Well, instead of going through just the details, we have a really great story here. Just we'll cover what some of the things that we're going to be missing. On page 29, we have California Dreamin'. It's a story on the restoration of the California Theater in Dunsmuir.
Great little story, too.
Yes, wonderful story. Yeah. And, you know, Dunsmuir is such a
another great downtown.
Yep.
Yeah, Dunsmuir. I like Dunsmuir.
Love it.
We stop on there a lot of times. We'll stop it on that little burger barn or something.
Uh-huh.
Nice people. They've got, you know, stuff up on for veterans on the side.
Well, they've got great restaurants down by down by the tracks. So if you come down the hill towards
Dogwood
the river.
Dogwood Diner.
Madalena's.
Yeah.
And then we also have a story on 33 that says, come on, get happy. Talk about chocolate with the King family. So it's a story, obviously, about
this family makes chocolate, and they're actually looking for a place to storefront. Mm-hmm. So that's going to happen, I think, this year.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
They're right here in Reading, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then on page 37 in any key, Mumblefinger.
Mumblefinger.
Yeah. Making music in the North State.
A pretty well-known band, local band.
And we're fortunate enough that we actually get to our store in Red Bluff has expanded. They put in a small stage and a piano and all that in our wine bar and coffee bar there. And quite often they will go and play there at night in our store down in Red Bluff. So you can go do wine and some appetizers or, you know, coffee in our coffee bar and watch Mumblefinger play there.
Yeah. I've heard of Mumblefinger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and what else do we got?
There's a lot of things you've got going here.
Page 41, a few of our favorite things, beauty products we love right now. So this is a really great article on some real fun stuff and trends that are happening in beauty for women.
Let's go to the phones here. I told Debbie to give us a call here in the last couple minutes. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
All right. Now we got,
is Linda there with you?
No, Linda is on her way to Sacramento to help her parents move.
Oh, boy.
We got a couple minutes. Talk to me.
Oh, well, Honor Flight Northern California, the Shasta County Community Flight, is booked for June 12th through the 14th.
Yay!
So we had enough to do the beginning of the reservations, but we still need to make up the difference for the hotels and the buses and the food.
Okay, so how do people donate?
They can go to our website, honorflightnorcal.org, and use PayPal. They can drop stuff off there with you, right?
They can.
And they can call us at 357-3380 and find out where to send checks or anything like that.
For everybody out there, you just write a check to Honor Flight Northern California and drop it off right here at the station.
Perfect.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you so
we'll
much.
Let you know
we'll
what
talk
else is coming up.
Okay, we'll talk more about this week too. Take care. All right. Thanks so much
it's
for being with
fun.
Us.
It always
James
is.
Posada, Ron DeBall.
Yeah.
You know what? I enjoy this. I enjoy starting off the month like this.
We do too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And tomorrow we're having Brent Weaver on. Brent, our newly elected city council councilman, and he's going to come on and talk about crime. And I want to ask Brent, hey, Brent, so what do you think after being there now a couple months?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you worked hard to get to it.
I know they busted up those homeless camps recently. And let me tell you, this last week was like, it looked like The Walking Dead all downtown.
I know, and that's one of the things we want to talk about tomorrow. Okay, so again, everybody have a great day. Tomorrow, Brent Weaver is going to be on, and you're right, because when you bust them up, they've got to go someplace, and they're pushing. Next step is getting them off the streets.
Yep.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Thanks, Carl.
Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Yet another winter storm is hammering New York and New England, dumping lots of snow and a lot of would-be air travelers going nowhere.
Just in the span of Sunday to Monday, we've seen about 5,500 flights canceled, about half of that Sunday and the other half Monday.
FlightAware's Daniel Baker. Ed Prenny is a man in charge at Boston's Logan Airport.
We ran less than 50% this morning. They expect to do somewhat the same this afternoon, less than 50% of our schedule. So there'll be more than 500 flights canceled here.
Up to 16 inches of snow expected in Boston, Providence, Rhode Island, and Hartford, Connecticut. In New York, Buffalo could get 6 to 10, Albany 8 to 14 inches of snow. Thankfully, the storm isn't going to hang around for much longer.
It will be moving eastward, so it looks like the conditions will be improving Monday night into Tuesday morning.
That's the National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec. The storm is put